Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, I am super excited about today. This week will be awesome because we declare it so. This week will be fruitful because we declare it so. This week will be productive because we declare it so. And so many times, you know, we, go through life and sometimes we don't receive the things that we think we should be receiving. But what are you declaring? What are you going to speak over this week? Well, good morning to the leader in you. I'm also joined by Ms. Joy Ford. Good morning, Ms. Joy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful.
What are some things that you're declaring for this week?
Well, I'm declaring for a positive mindset and to make
yes.
sure that I stay on target.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're back at it again to another edition of Good Morning to the Leader and You. I'm Catherine Trotter, your host. I am so blessed to have Joy with us. I am so blessed that we are going to be engaging in a conversation this morning, talking about focus, strategy, and execution, but also talking about how we as leaders can use strategies to be a more effective leader, how we as leaders can make a bigger impact in our community, in our homes, in our churches, and whatever you're doing in a leadership capacity. We must use strategies so we can make a larger impact. For those that are just tuning in for the first time, if you would like to check out previous shows that we have done, go to CatherineTrotter.com. Again, go to CatherineTrotter.com. We are so excited today to kick this show off. I want to kick it off with a quote. It says, "If your action inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader." I'm going to say that again. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. As I stated today, we are going to be talking about strategies that are useful to grow you as a leader. Now, when we talk about strategies, when we talk about growth, a strategy is simply a plan of action, okay? What is your plan of action for today? What is your plan of action for this week? A lot of times we have to break things down into bite-sized pieces. You know your overall goal for 2018 and what you want to have accomplished by December 31st, 2018. But it all starts with today, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you for plugging in online. We thank you for those that have called in. But today, what is your plan of action? What is your plan of action for this week? A lot of times when we don't plan, we plan to fail. That is a common quote that we all have heard. The art of planning and directing, it is basically so you can have a clear movement strategy. What is your movement? How are you going to move out? How are you going to execute on what you're called to do? A lot of times individuals don't have a mechanism in which they can, you know, even defend themselves when they hit roadblocks and hit hurdles throughout the week. Because as a leader, you're going to find roadblocks, you're going to come against hurdles, but what is your defense mechanism? Is it to turn around and run the other way? What is your defense mechanism? How will you stand through the obstacles that's going to hit you today? How will you stand through the obstacles that's going to hit you even this week? What is your plan of attack? What is your plan of attack? What is your rebuttal to someone that may give you some negative news this week? Are you going to receive it? Or are you going to reject it? Now, Joy, when you think about strategies as a leader for one to grow, what is your thought on that topic?
That in my experience, the first thing I try to do is have a crystal clear, compelling vision. So if you want to have change in that strategy, you need to first have a crystal clear and compelling vision. And,
absolutely.
A vision of a better way of reaching your goals. So
absolutely.
I think that's a excellent place to start, having that crystal clear vision.
What is an example
on your team on
how you had to
is.
Absolutely. What's one an example that you had to, you know, have a clear vision to execute on what you desire to do, such as even with your organization that you work with young kids, it's in the music industry. What were some things that you had to do?
Well, because I was suddenly hit with an obstacle, the first thing I had to do was take myself back and look at, you know, okay, I'm challenged with the fact that I now suddenly don't have a job. And so I had to commune with God about that because I was very disgruntled. I felt very, you know, upset about the fact that things ended up the way they did. So I had to, you know, just come to grips with what was going on first, you know. And once I got a hold of that and I decided, hey, I have many gifts inside me, we have to sometimes go inside ourselves, you know, and say, okay, well, what do I bring to the table? You know, why was I even at that job? What was I giving to them that maybe now I can give in a different way? So when you find yourself being able to give your gifts in a different way, it just may allow you to see that you can step out on faith and go about what you want to do in a different way, but you just really have to keep your faith about yourself because that will help to guide you in the direction you need to go. So I think you first have to just sit back in that silent moment, you know, and commune with your higher power or God or whatever, and, you know, take it from there. And then write down, what are your pros? What are your cons? What is your passion? What are you really passionate about in this lifetime? Because it just may be that that obstacle came to put you on course of where you need to
be. Wow, that's absolutely powerful. You know, some golden nuggets I got from what you were saying is that even though we're on our journey and we have the roadmap laid out before, there's going to be obstacles and it's going to be detours. And what I got from what you're saying, even in the detour, you can still redefine what your vision is. You can even actually help cultivate it in the detour, because even in the detour, you will be able to strengthen your skills, your gifts. You'll be able to execute it in a different way. I heard you say that. You know, you'll rediscover how to execute on your gift. And so I think, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining in to the Morning to the Leader and You by phone, by logging on online. You were just hearing the voice of Ms. Joy, our co-host for Good Morning to the Leader in You, and she was giving one of her personal examples of her transition to triumph, really, as she had to transition in from the, you know, working world and then unemployed, and then as she's still trying to build out her vision. Basically, you can take those detours and still walk in your gift. When it's all about perspective, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about how you look at a situation. It's all about how you respond to it. And that's why we call this show Good Morning to the Leader in You. It doesn't just have to be in the a.m. It could be in the nighttime when you have an awakening experience. That is your good morning. You have awakened to the leader in you, whether it's in the afternoon or whether it's in the evening. When have you had your good morning to the leader in you wake-up call? Have you even had it yet? Or are you still a little disgruntled because of the detour? There's another quote that says, the mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, the great teacher inspires. I'm going to say that again, because we all are going through different phases in our life of leadership. We're all going through different points of our leadership growth. And it says, the mediocre tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, the great teacher inspires. And how can you inspire another one if you never went through anything? The things that you're going through, ladies and gentlemen, as listening to this show now and on the repeat line, know that what you're going through is strengthening your testimony. Know that what you're going through is strengthening your ability to be able to inspire another leader in your community to be their best self, to inspire another person. As they see your journey, that in and of itself will inspire someone else. When you go through roadblocks, when you go through hurdles, and you continue to get yourself back up and you don't stop, that in and of itself will inspire another person. There's something else that said, inspire through our consistent action fueled by our passion for what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, we must be inspired. We first have to be inspired so we can inspire others. But how are we going to do it? Through our consistent action. See, we can't stop when those hurdles come. We can't stop when those roadblocks come. We must be consistent. Now, with that action, it must be fueled by passion for what we do. If you get to the place that you feel like you're just going through the motions and you're just kind of reacting to everything that happens, the passion is gone. Sometimes we got to go back to that original place to rediscover the passion. Joy, how significant do you think passion is when it comes to walking out in your leadership capacity?
I think we should know, we should own, and we should live our passions. And sometimes we're so busy doing our 9-to-5, we're just going through the routine, the habit, the habitual, you know, things that we do every day without even being mindful that we really have something that we want to give, you know. And when we seek to give in big ways, what it is we have, that's when our passion is really being unleashed. So I think that if you want to live your passion, you just have to, you know, find out truly what means something to you. When you wake up in the morning, what is it that you would really like to do? You know, what do you wake up for each day? What are you arising for? So when you find your passion, then you have so much more to give. And, you know, you feel you're giving from a blessed place that, you know, you have something to offer people, and you do have something to offer. Everyone has something that they would like to offer to other people that will inspire them as well to do something and live their passion. So we just have to seek that first, and then things will start to unfold for us. You know?
Absolutely.
And it'll just
and
come
what I'm
along.
Hearing from you, absolutely. What I'm hearing from you is growing. It's growth. That's what I get from what you just said. In other words, if we are to grow as a leader, that means we're going through a process. When you're being processed, there's things that's going to shift. There's things that we're going to have to shift about ourselves. We're going through a process for what? To be increased to another level, right? If we always are at the same level, we're never growing, we're never being challenged. Some of us, we don't even want to be challenged. A challenge come our way, we're going the other way because we don't feel we can conquer that challenge. Well, good morning to the leader in you. As you wake this morning, as you listen to this show, as you hit the replay line today and the rest of this week, be open for challenge. Embrace challenge. Know that that challenge is coming to grow you, to increase you to the next level. As a leader, you're a person that has to take lead. You're also a person that's going to make decisions on behalf of your organization, your community, your family, wherever you lead at, whatever role you take as a leader. You have to be in a posture that you are ready to share, not only share your gift and talent, but also to be ready to be challenged. Right? Equally so. If we say we have a gift, we have a talent, know that it's going to be challenged. In terms of the process, we must set up an infrastructure so that way we can have our greatest impact. Now, when we talk about infrastructure is essentially a way in which we're going to operate, a way in which we're going to walk out our leadership role. How are you operating? What are some of your infrastructure techniques and tools that you have built in place for your organization, your business? And what kind of impact is your infrastructure having? In other words, how effective is it? How strong is it? A lot of times as we're growing an organization, I'm going to just use a nonprofit organization as an example. We know we have board of directors, we have volunteers, we have team members, we have partners. But a lot of times so many people become disgruntled because their infrastructure has not been built. You have no foundation, or if you have one, it's not a strong foundation. So I say to you again, this week is all about infrastructure. Look again at your infrastructure. Look again at your strategy. See what needs to be tweaked. Are you effective? Are you an effective leader? Depending upon how effective you are is going to be dependent upon the infrastructure. It's going to be dependent upon how you execute on your plan. Now, many of us may not even have a plan. Joy, can you talk a little bit about strategy and why it's so important to have an infrastructure as a leader and a plan on how you're going to execute on your gifts and talents?
If you start your business from a humble position and you become service-minded, I think that it helps you to be more confident. And even if you become overconfident, that's a good thing. But we always have to be humble and considerate and recognize our own skills so that we can recognize other people's skills. But, you know, when we do this, we don't want to come from an arrogant or condescending position. We don't want to be a bully either. In my past jobs, I've experienced bosses who were bullies because they really didn't have the proper infrastructure to be in that position that they held, because they were doing it in an ungrateful way. And I think some of them, they were upset with the type of life they were living. And so it impacted those that they led. And so we need to be mindful of and grateful of what we have to offer. So the infrastructure there, we have to approach it from a position that we are blessed and we're willing to give what we have. You know, our personal power to give empowers others. And the biggest thing that we can do is to continue to lead people from a place of giving and sharing positively, because that affects our whole world when we feel positive about what we're doing and share it with those that we're trying to lead.
Absolutely. Now, in that leading process, did you ever have to come up with a plan for yourself on how you're going to execute, even within your own organization?
Oh, yeah. You know, reaching out to others, learning how to network, learning how to get out of my comfort zone. Definitely have to come out of your comfort zone, you know, because many things that we're going to have to do, it's not comfortable. You know, finding those people who are good at doing what needs to get done to get us to that next level that we need to reach. In the music industry, you know, I've had to find people to produce the music, record. It's just a lot of pieces of a puzzle that you never even thought were there. But if you network with people who've done what you endeavor to do, you find that, you know, oh, I need this, and I'm going to need a person for that. And you start making friendships, and people start connecting the dots for you to those people that will help you rise to the occasions that are going to be presented to you. So I think that networking, big piece of the puzzle there. So, you know, you're going to have to get out that comfort zone. And a lot of us don't want to. We don't want to. And so that's why we'll settle for the 9-to-5. You know, it's like you already know your routine and what you have to do on your job. But when you come out of that shell and go into living your true passion, I think that's where the challenges are, and that's where living begins, and that's where each day becomes something that you just want to wake up and see the sunshine. So
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to your inner self and listen to other people to understand, you know, what it is you're trying to do. Why are you even trying to do it? You know, the why is always the biggest reason. What is your why? Why are you doing what you do? You know, when you know that, then you can continue to build on that purpose that you have.
Absolutely. I would like to share at least three different tips when it comes to strategizing as a leader, setting up your infrastructure, and, you know, making sure that you're an effective leader. One of the things that you have to do is distribute responsibility. Strategic leaders gain their skills through practice and requires a fair amount putting a strategy in place. In other words, putting a system in place. Top leaders normally, you know, engage the people that's in their circle, engage people to do what to inspire them to also facilitate particular roles and responsibilities within your organization. If you're wearing all the hats, you're going to get tired very quickly. One of the things that's super important is to know how to delegate, know how to share the responsibility, and don't feel that you have to have so ownership to the point where you're not able to bring on another entity that's able to facilitate in the capacity that they're strong in. Another thing that's important is to find time to reflect. In other words, personal development. What are you reading this month? What are you feeding your mind? What do you listen to? What do you watch on TV? Strategic leaders are skilled in terms of making sure they carve out a specific period of time so that they can refresh themselves, so that they can look at what even challenges that's presented to them, so that they can move forward and be strong in the area in which they are to carry out. When we recognize leaders, we must recognize leaders within our own circle. A lot of times, you know, we all have heard the term iron sharpens iron. One of the things that we have to do is make sure that we have a mastermind group even within our inner circle, so that we can continue to strengthen one another, continue to strengthen the base, and to fortify what you are executing on within your organization. The other thing, we must be a visionary. Now, a great leader communicates their vision effectively. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where in your organization, you know, you randomly ask someone, well, what's the vision of the organization? What's the long-term goal? Where are we at? What are we going to do? And if they're not able to actually be able to clearly say that to you, chances are you didn't effectively deliver that. Chances are you didn't effectively transfer what the vision is. A lot of times we have to audit our attitude towards work. We have to audit our attitude to what we're doing. A lot of times we must make sure that we have properly transferred what we are doing within our organization. We must make sure that we have properly transferred what our vision is, what our mission is, because at the end of the day, if your team and your organization is not operating the capacity that you want them to, it has to start at the leadership level. We cannot blame or get disgruntled with the team. We need to make sure that we have delivered the vision, we have properly transferred it. Not only that, but we've also given them tools. We've given them our strategy. We've given them our plan. You know, we can't expect someone else to deliver our vision if we haven't effectively transferred it. Joy, what would you have to say about that in terms of transferring the vision into the team?
Well, we definitely have to improve our communication skills. Communication skills are key. We have to learn to delegate responsibilities to others in our group and on our team, because we cannot do everything. We need not micromanage people, because that doesn't give them a feeling of security and of purpose. So we want to be able to delegate clear responsibilities to people. We need to give proper feedback to people when they've done something. It can be an encouraging word. It can be a smile. But we need to give feedback to people. I think so often on jobs, people don't get the feedback they need for the work they do from day to day. So I think that's really important that we do that. We have to set definitive goals and follow a concrete plan of action. You know, and sometimes, like you said, some people are not, you know, they don't have those clear planned goals. They don't know what they are, so they can't reach them. So we definitely want to incorporate a lot of communication skills in our
Absolutely. Kind of as a piggyback to what you were just saying, I think another thing is that we have to set realistic goals. Not only for ourselves as a leader, but also realistic goals for the team. And we must think, in other words, trim back the fat. That's a term that I often say is trim back the fat. In other words, if there are things that's making your organization too top heavy, in other words, if you're stretched too wide, if everyone's you're stretched thin as a leader, everyone in the team is stretched, then you got to examine your infrastructure, and you need to see what you need to tweak. You need to see what you need to change so that way your organization is running at an optimum level. Now, here's one other thing that I want to share in terms of building your team as a leader. One should have a 30, 60, and a 90-day plan outlining the goals. Again, you must have a 30, 60, and a 90-day plan. My question to you that's listening to this show, thank you for everyone called in. Thanks to everyone that listened online and those that will hear the replay. But my question to you as we get ready to come wind down the show in the last couple of minutes, what is your 30, what is your 60, and what is your 90-day plan? Essentially, it's going to be a mapped out plan that has your goals, but it's going to be measured. In other words, there's going to be an end date when you want to have X, Y, Z accomplished. You want to have regular intervals in terms of how you're measuring your progress. A lot of times we don't measure our progress as a leader. We're just going with the flow, and we think we're being effective, but we're really not being effective. We have to have a five-minute conversation, not only, you know, with top leaders of your organization, but with the entire team. Have conversations with the team. Keep your pulse on your organization, keep your finger there to make sure that everything's running properly. In other words, you also have to identify who has what strength in your team, right? No one has the same strength. No one has the same skill. But you have to intimately know your organization. You have to intimately know the infrastructure that you're building as a leader. So as my ending in terms of closeout for this show today, if you don't have a 30, 60, and a 90-day plan, create it immediately after you finish listening to the show. You can, you know, use your phone and type it out. If you're not in front of a computer, again, we don't have to waste time. Just use your phone and type out your 30, 60, and 90-day plan. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, as you continue to grow, you're going to be challenged. But with each challenge, it's going to help you to inspire others, because they're going to see you will continue to push forward no matter what the situation is, no matter what the challenge is, no matter the hurdles that come your way. You're going to continue to push forward, and as a result of that, you're going to inspire other leaders. Well, good morning to the leader in you. We thank everybody that joined the show this morning. I want to read a quote that I read again at the very beginning, and it says, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Again, check out my website, KatherineTrotter.com, for more information about previous shows that we've done, but also other business services that are offered to the community. And Joy, if you can please share information about yourself as well as your business and any contact information you want to share.
Okay, they can reach me at joyrific@gmail.com. I can also be reached at 443-630-3492. And I would just like to add that let's keep a positive mindset and a clear vision in our view.
Absolutely. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see everybody at the top, and we're going to hear you back on the show again next Monday for another edition of Good Morning to the Leader in You. Everyone have a great day and a productive week.